Episode 18, podcast number 18 of the Insane Ramblings of Crazy Old Men, where Mike and Ray talk about Ryanair rip-offs, conspiracy theories, David Icke, hand sanitizers, keeping fit, and Nelson Mandela. Morning, Mike. How are you? You're still not here in the studio, are you?
No, I'm not, unless I've taken those invisibility pills.
I'd just like to give a big thank you to Ryanair. We booked some tickets, you and I, didn't we, to go to Spain, and we booked.
Yeah, I was looking forward to that in May, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I thought that since Ryanair can't keep their part of the contract, they would give us a full refund or an option of a flight at another time at the same price. Well, what they've done is they said, you've got till the end of August to rebook your flight. You can only rebook your flight between now and the end of August. And if the fare has gone up, you have to pay the difference. I mean, how crappy is that?
They're so poor, aren't they, the people that run Ryanair?
Well, it's typical Ryanair. They treat their clients like animals. I mean, I always feel like some sort of sheep that's been corralled into a Ryanair flight. But the problem is, if I want to go to where I want to go in Spain, which is Barcelona Reyes, there is no alternative airline. I'd pay quite a bit more, actually, to go to where I want to go on an alternative airline. But unfortunately, I haven't got the choice. I hope, if anyone's listening out there who's thinking of, like a new Freddie Laker, who's thinking of setting up an airline, please set one up. I have to say, Ryanair does get you in to where you want to go, and it does do it at a reasonable price. It's just that I really resent Michael O'Leary and the way he treats people. And as I said, the idea of only being able to book from now to the end of August, I mean, the coronavirus might not even be finished by the end of August. And the icing on the cake is, we have to pay extra for the flights. And of course he's going to put the flights between now and August up. They're going to be much more expensive than they were when we booked them. And therefore we're going to just wind up paying more. It's crazy. So what have you been up to?
All sorts of stuff. Not as much as some people. I mean, like you, I've done a lot of gardening. But this chap in Bristol, Matt Baird, he decided that he would do a half Ironman triathlon in his back garden. I mean, you know, it's really tough going. So what he's done, hey, fair dues to him, he raised £1,600 for NHS charities. He rigged up a swimming pool in his back garden and he tethered his feet to the end. So in this swimming pool, which looks to be about maximum of 20 feet long, he did a 1.9k swim. Then he did a 90k ride on a static bike and a 21.1k run, which equated to 1,406 lengths of his garden. And he did it in a fantastic time. 6 hours and 40 minutes, Ray. So that's your target.
Lockdown, the government could use it to their advantage. If you think about all the roadworks that need doing, now there's hardly any traffic. So wouldn't it be a good idea to do all the roadworks now? And what about all the work you could do on the underground and the railway lines? You could have everyone out rebuilding, resurfacing, whatever is necessary to revitalise the infrastructure of the country, and hardly anyone will be affected. I mean, why not do that? Say about David Icke, the ex-goalkeeper of Hereford United, wasn't he the manager of Leicester for some time? He's got some interesting ideas.
Yeah, I caught it briefly. The reason why he's appeared in the news again is he was on a TV programme the other day, one of these talk shows, and wasn't he propounding a theory that 5G masks, mobile phone masks, are responsible not only for causing cancer, but also for the coronavirus.
That's right. He says the frequency that 5G is on, which is different than 4G, has ionizing properties, which can basically break up DNA and that sort of crap. He also hasn't got the faintest idea. Mind you, a lot of his other theories are quite reasonable. Like, for example, he believes that the royal family are lizards and the world is run by reptiles. He believes in reincarnation, which seems eminently reasonable as well. And he thinks that these reptiles called the Archon have taken over the Earth to stop us realising our full potential.
I mean, he could be right, you know. Ever see the royal family out and about apart from a hot sunny day?
No.
You know, lizards have to keep their body temperature up by going in the sun.
As of this morning, 7:20, here on the 11th of April, there were 980 deaths from coronavirus in the UK so far, and I think that's the highest daily death rate we've had so far, which is a bit scary.
Scarier. When you look at some of the other countries, that's the highest rate than they achieved in Spain, which everybody is pointing at as being in a bad way. I'm amazed at people's bad behaviour. I mean, there's a case in the paper or on the BBC News of these two lads, only youths, who went into a supermarket and they were coughing on food and wiping their hands on the handles of the cabinets.
Have you seen that YouTube video of that postman who went to someone's house and he was wiping his nose deliberately in his hand and he was smearing it all over their porch?
No, I didn't, but that's what these two lads were doing. And of course, what they forgot was they've got CCTV in supermarkets, so they've been arrested. And another lad up in the northwest somewhere coughed at a policeman and said, "Now you've got it." He's been sentenced to 42 months in prison, which I think is too lenient. You know, there's some people doing some strange things, aren't there?
Yeah, one of those people is a guy called Carlo Maria Vigano, who is a Catholic priest, and he's called for the entire planet to have a praying on Saturday to expel the coronavirus, which he explains is satanic. It is, in fact, Satan's work, and by getting together and praying, we can expunge the world of the coronavirus. I guess it's going to be about as helpful as clapping for the NHS.
Makers from Devon that drove up to the Lake District for their walk. It was a 5-hour Easter trip and they were stopped by police and escorted back to the M6. There's all sorts of crazy stuff going on. South Wales police were called to a number of house parties, even football matches going on. In Manchester, the police said they'd dealt with 1,132 breaches last week, including 494 house parties and 166 street parties. What's got into everyone, Ray? The other thing, I've got a suggestion for you, because I would guess you're not going to do that half Ironman triathlon.
No, you're quite right.
Well, you've got plenty of space to do it in. You've got the swimming pool. You've got a nice big garden. I don't think you've got the static exercise bike. So here's something else. It wasn't during the coronavirus. They're talking about how Nelson Mandela kept fit in prison. And he wasn't a young man at the time. And it said the only way he got through it was to have this rigorous exercise first thing every morning in his cell. And his cell was only just over 2 meters square. He'd begin with running on the spot for 45 minutes.
Jeez.
Which I know you can do. Then he'd do 100 fingertip push-ups.
My God, that's impressive.
200 sit-ups, 50 deep knee bends, and calisthenic exercises he learnt for his gym training.
God, no wonder he looks so good when
he
got out.
He'd do these Mondays to Thursdays, and then rest for 3 days. So, are you going to start that?
Seems to be coming out of South Korea that says people are either getting reinfected with the coronavirus, or it's still sort of within them somehow. There were 91 people who were officially cleared of the coronavirus, and then they got a relapse. That's really worrying, because it's not beyond the bounds of possibility. If you think of viruses like chickenpox, they apparently go in kids, but then they can rear their ugly heads again in adults, like with shingles. That's quite a scary prospect.
And I think what people don't realise is viruses, just like bacteria, they don't all behave in the same way. So some bacteria, for instance, you can get an infection, you can clear it up, and if you're not careful, it comes back. And that happens across a whole spectrum. And I think that's what they're worried about with this particular virus, that we have a lockdown for, say, 3 months, and all clear is declared, everyone comes out again, and the virus is reactivated somehow. So do you remember mentioning on a previous podcast about the street traders in Wuhan starting up again?
Yes.
Well, apparently they've also started up again in other places, in India, apparently, and certain Southeast Asian countries. So they're talking about one of these places in India, and they've got goats, lambs and chickens are sold in cramped cages with scenes that actually look the same as Wuhan. And they capture some film in China, Vietnam and India, where they've got deer, crocodiles, raccoons, cats and dogs right next to sort of dead animals. And the people handling them are covered with animal body parts and bodily fluids, including blood. So you could say, is this going to be just the tip of the iceberg?
If it's so popular, I wonder why they don't open a wet meat restaurant over here, you know, a bit like a Gordon Ramsay wet meat, bat, fish and snake on the menu. Sounds a great idea. Yeah. I'd be there.
Talking about people behaving badly, there's two people that we must mention. And both happen to be Labour councillors. So the first one is a lady called Sheila Oakes, who is the mayor of Heena in Derbyshire. And she's made comments on Facebook just after our Prime Minister Boris Johnson was admitted into intensive care. And she said, and I quote her, "He completely deserves this."
That's appalling, isn't it?
She was also a paralegal for a firm of solicitors.
Oh, my God.
And they have sacked her. But as far as I know, she's still the mayor up in Heena.
Just cut through you there. I'd like to say, you know, good luck to you, Boris. You seem to be getting better. His dad said he nearly took one for the team, which is quite an interesting way of putting it. But apparently Boris is recovering and will be back holding the reins fairly soon. I look forward to that. Good on you, Boris.
I echo that. But I think, still talking about that previous lady, on a parallel, if during the Second World War people have said, oh, hope Churchill gets ill, you know, it's actually anti-British, and she's actually a traitor to the country. I think she should be put in prison. I really do. Another one, there's a theme here, another Labour councillor in Leeds, this one, a lady called Julie Heselwood. She actually said, and there's a copy of the tweet which I'll put on our Facebook page, she said, "It's a publicity stunt." This is Boris going into hospital. "It's a publicity stunt. They were doing badly and being criticised for their handling, and the next thing, he's in hospital in the ICU, a publicity stunt for sympathy."
Is she friends with David Icke?
What do you think of the new leader of the Labour Party?
Mr. Keir Starmer?
Yeah.
I think he's very smooth. I think that's the adjective I'd use. Very conservatively smooth.
One person that we both know thinks he's actually a Tory. But he does look more presidential than Corbyn, doesn't he?
He certainly does, yeah.
And he's made sweeping changes to the shadow cabinet.
What's happened to Rebecca Long Bailey?
Well, she was in a a fairly important post of business under Corbyn. She's now been moved into education, which I don't think she's too happy about. And of course, the other candidate for the leadership, Lisa Nandy, she's now got quite an important job as foreign minister.
What about the fat lass?
Are you allowed to say that?
I've said it now. Yeah, what about the fat lass? You know the one I mean. What's her name?
Do you mean the shadow Home Secretary?
Yeah.
She's gone, and there's somebody called Nick Thomas Simmons, Oxford graduate, another lawyer, I believe. But I think we'll all miss Diane. She kept us entertained.
Quite a lot. There's a guy called Ben Quince. He checked into a hotel called the Casa Hotel, and you know some hotels are offering free accommodation to NHS workers. He told them he worked in A&E, the local A&E, and he was there for 6 days before they found out. And of course, he's been brought to court now, quite rightly so.
My goodness. I mean, there are a lot of villains that are cashing in on the situation, aren't there?
I think the water board got together with the makers of these hand sanitizers and they manufactured the virus and released it so they could get people washing their hands more, sell more water and sell more hand sanitizers. And I think that conspiracy theory trumps the 5G conspiracy theory. It's more logical.
Quite an interesting thought. Maybe they're in collusion with the hand cream manufacturers, because you could envisage a big conspiracy, the soap manufacturers, the hand cream manufacturers, because after you wash your hands, I know mine became very rough, and I'm not normally one for putting a hand cream on, but I have had to start. And I think maybe these industries have concocted this thing in their laboratories, set it loose on the world to boost sales.
If you've been affected by anything you've heard in this podcast, as usual, there's not a damn thing we can do about it. However, we would like you to come and see our Facebook page, which is The Insane Ramblings of Crazy Old Men, or contact us directly on our Gmail, which is iracompodcast@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear anything you've got to say, good or bad, but